Have you noticed that it is a sign of the time that when you ask somebody, how are you doing?
大家有没有注意到我们现在这个时代有一个标志，你问别人你最近好不好啊？
People would oftentimes answer, I'm very busy.
人们回答的就是主，一般回答就是我很忙。
It seems like being busy is equated being important.
这看上去好像你说你忙就说明你很重要。
I'm doing something good.
我在做一些要紧的事啊。
But is that always the case?
是不是总是这样呢？
I have a friend who worked for an aircraft manufacturing company for many years.
我有个朋友在这个航空公司里面做了很多年的事情。
He says, I've noticed that the company always demand more and more output from us.
他在这里说，哎，我注意到我的公司一直让我们做越来越多的工。
It's like you get on a merry-go-round and go faster and faster, you cannot get off it.
就像你上了一个轨道，是越转越快，然后你不能
And as a Christian, he believes that Satan is using the world system to press you to be busier and busier so that your sanity and your spirit cannot rest.
他觉得这是魔鬼的诡计，他用这个社会上的一个系统让你越来越忙，然后你的灵命就不能得安息。
In talking with parents, they tell me this.
我和家长们说话，他们是这样。
They have great concern with their children, especially teenagers.In terms of their time management.
那些家长说，我很担心我的孩子，尤其是孩子的时间上的安排。
They said, for example,
举个例子。
When they come home from school,
当孩子回家以后，
they will take a nap,
先小睡一下。
And then when they get up,
起来以后，
they will be on social network,
然后他们就上了这个社会的媒体。
Or they'll be gaming,
然后又做玩游戏。
Until they're very tired.
然后完了这些时候，他就很累了。
Late at night.
然后是很晚了，到半夜了。
And that's when they will do their homework.
然后半夜开始，他们就做功课。
And they struggle the next morning to get up.
然后第二天早上又很累，又爬不起来。
Gives parents a lot of pressure.
这样的话就让家长有很大的压力。
My mentor, who closely observed career people,
我的老师在那里观察了好几个人。
Had this to say.
他说了这样的话。
Most of these young career professionals.
那些年轻的在已经开始他的事业的刚开始事业的年轻人
They look very successful
他们看上去挺成功的
But one thing I notice
但是有一件我注意到
They are constantly tired
他们一直很累
When they go home
他们回家以后
They don't feel like talking to their spouse
他甚至不想和他的配偶说话了
They have no time for their children
他们也没有时间给孩子
And soYou kind of wonder, what's this busyness business is all about?
你是在这里怀疑这个忙来忙去到底忙什么呀？
This year, I interviewed a few wiser and older men.
今年我和几位年长的这个有智慧的人说了一些话。
I asked them, what is one great need in our churches today?
我问他们，我们在这个教会里面最需要的是什么？
Listen carefully.
仔细听啊
It's just one word.
就是一句话
You know what that word, one word is?
这个什么字呢
Rest.
就是安息
You got it.
你对了就是安息就是最重要的话
So, what is rest?
什么是安息呢
How do we get, why do I need rest?
为什么我们要得安息
And lastly, how do I get rest?
我们怎么得安息
Let's open our Bible or look at the screen.For Isaiah,
我们先打开圣经，我们或者看这屏幕，我们看以赛亚书。
Chapter 30,
三十章
verses 15 to 21,
十五到二十一节。
Let's read in the Chinese first.
让我们读中文。主耶和华以色列的智者曾如此说：你们得救在乎归于平安，你们得救在乎平静安稳。你们静止不肯，你们却说：不然，我们要骑马奔走，所以你们必然奔走；又说：我们要骑飞快的牲口，所以追赶你们的也必飞快。一人斥喝，必令千人逃跑；五人斥喝，你们都必逃跑，以致剩下的，好像山顶的旗杆，冈上的大旗。耶和华必然等候，要施恩给你们，必然兴起，好怜悯你们， 耶和华是公平的神，凡等候他的都是有福的。百
Okay, let's read it in the English.
好，英文读。
Okay. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel says. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you would have none of it. You said, no one will flee on horses. Therefore you will flee. You said, we will ride off on swift horses. Therefore your pursuers will be swift. 1,000 will flee on the threat of one, and at the threat of five, you will all flee away, till you are left like a flagstaff on a mountaintop, like a banner on a hill. The Lord longs to be gracious to you. He rises to show you, for the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. O people of Zion, who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. How gracious he will be when you cry for help. As soon as he hears, he will answer you. Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes, you will see them, whether you turn to the right or to the left. Your ears will hear a voice behind you saying this, this is the way to walk in it. Okay. So my question to you this morning is, how can we find rest in God?
今天早上我要给你们的问题是我们怎样在神里得安息。
And the first answer is God offers us rest.
第一个回答就是神给了我们安息。
The second is our pride causes us to reject God's grace. Rest.
因为我们自己的骄傲，我们就拒绝了神给我们的安息。
Thirdly, God restores rest to us after we forsake our sins.
第三点，神然后因为我们弃绝了我们自己的罪，神就给了我们一个安息，就恢复了我们的安息。
So let's look at how God offers us rest.
我们看一下神怎样给我们安息。
If you look at verse 15, the first part,
大家看十五节，第一部分。
It is very clear that God wants to offer us rest.
这是很清楚，神要给我们安息。
And notice one thing that the prophet Isaiah uses two names for God.
我们看一下以赛亚这个先知用了两个名称呼着我们的神。
What do those two words, two names mean?
那两个名字是什么意思呢？
It's very important.
很重要。
It has very much to do with rest.
这是和安息是很重要的关系。
Not only is God is the source of rest, but His name shows that.
不但神是这个安息的源泉，他的名字也显示了这一点。
He uses the word, the name Sovereign Lord.
他用的是全能主这个就是全地的主。
So that means that He has authority over you and me.
因为这个就是主有完全的权势，他在你和我身上做主。
So you might ask, what does it mean that He has authority over me?
这是什么意思啊？主对我做主是为什么？他在我身上有权柄呢
？The second name means the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel means He's our Savior, He's our Deliverer.
第二个名就是以色列的圣者，他就是我们的拯救我们的人。
Remember, in the Old Testament, in the Ten Commandments,
在十诫中是这样讲的。
Before Moses gave the Ten Commandments, what did he say about the Lord?
在摩西颁布十诫之前，他是怎样称呼主的呢
？He says, "Remember, He's the one who delivered you from Egypt."
他是这样说的：主是把你从从埃及拯救出来的。
Or in today's term, he's saying, "I save you from your sin and death."
从今天的话来说，就是我把你从你的罪的债中拯救了出来。
And for that reason, I have authority over you.
所以因为这个原因，所以我对你有完全的权柄。
It is not because God is selfish.
不是因为神是那样的自私。
I want all the attention to myself.
我要你把注意力注重在我身上。
I want you to only love me.
我只要你爱我。
Because God does not need anything.
因为神并不需要任何的东西。
He doesn't need anything from you and me.
他不需要从你我身上得到任何的东西。
So you will ask, why does he want me to worship him?
所以你要问，为什么他要我来敬拜他
呢？ Why does he want me to love him solely?
为什么他要我只爱他一个呢？
Because there is no other person who can be your Lord without destroying you.
就是没有任何一个能够成为你的神，他其他的神都要把你毁了之后才能成你的神。
You look over history. Anybody who has absolute power, they use it to abuse people.
是啊，你看一下历史，只要有绝对权力的人，他一定用这个绝对的权力来让他的子民啊灭了他的子民啊这abuse.
For God, if you love Him and you serve Him,
因为对主来说，只因为你爱他，你侍奉他。
He can protect us from things that will harm us.
他能够让那些事情，坏的事情不来伤害我们。
He will keep us from things that will make our life meaningless.
他能够让我们不再去追求使我们生命无意的事情。
Make our life and things and protect us from things that will keep us busy but no purpose in life.
他能够让我们不去追求使我们一直很忙但是对我们生命没有意义的事情。
This is why Isaiah made it very clear. The reason why you can only find rest in God is because not only He creates you, but He saves you.
所以我在这里很清楚地说，神，他不但创造了你们，他也，保护了你们。
And so then He says, how can you find rest in me?
所以神说，你怎样发在我身上得到安息
？He's saying here that we need to first trust in Him for strength.
他说了，第一个，我们要信靠神，信靠神的力量。
And that we need to also, trust Him to deliver us.
我们也要信靠他，能够释放我们。
So how can then we, wait upon Him? What is rest?
什么是安息呢？
Oftentimes people will say, "Oh, it's weekend is coming up."
Yeah, 很多人说啊，这个就是这周末快到了，就是安息了。
The best way for me to rest is to do what I like.
最好的安息就是我想做什么就做什么。
Can I suggest this?
我们可以建议一下，我能建议一下吗？
The true rest can only find when we do what God desires from us.
真是，我们真正的安息就是我们做神。让我们做的事情。
So, what does that mean?
这什么意思呢？
If we go to Jesus Christ,
我们看一下主耶稣基督
and ask Him, what kind of rest can He give us?
我们问主耶稣基督，你能给我什么样的安息呢？
And we're very familiar with the passage, found in Matthew 11:28.
我们很熟悉的一段经文就是马太福音11:28。
Come to me, all who are weak and heavy laden.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来
and I will give you rest.
我就能使你得安息。
So we are very familiar with this verse, right?
我们很熟悉这段经文。
When somebody is lost a job,
有人丢了工作
people worry a lot about something,
如果他的生活中他担心一些
事情 we would oftentimes quote this verse to give them comfort.
我们很多时间就是引用这段圣经给他们安慰。
So what is the rest that Jesus Christ is talking about here?
耶稣基督所说的安息是什么呢？
There are three areas.
这有差不多有三个方面。
The first area is rest for our physical body.
就第一个方面就是我们自己的身体，物理的身体能够得安息。
The rest that Jesus is talking about is also comfort for our soul.
耶稣基督所说的安息又是我们的灵魂得安慰。
And the third one, very, very important.
第三点是非常重要。
It's the renewal of our spirit.
就是我们的灵的更新。
So, if on a weekend,
如果你要只是想过周末
you're seeking to rest,
你要得安息
can I ask you, the first, you ask God, God, you give me rest.
第一点你要问这样问神求是主啊你给我得安息。
For my body.For my body.
给我的身体得安息。
For my soul.
我的灵魂得安息。
For my spirit.
我的灵得安息。
And I believe the Holy Spirit will quickly let you know which one will not give you rest.
圣灵马上会告诉你哪样是不能给你得安息的。
What will give us rest?
什么会给我们得安息？
I hope that you see your desire and need for rest in God.
所以我让你知，你应该知道你在神里面有一个得安息的需要。
And then here it also says in verse 15 about trusting and resting in God.
第十五节也是说信靠和信靠在神的身上。
It is a very good offer, isn't it?
这是很好的神给你的礼物。
Or here in America, oftentimes we say, let's find a good deal.
在美国我们常常说我们要有一个好的交易，好的。
If that's a good offer, how come not many people are rested? Have you asked that question?
既然神给了我们这么好的一个给的一个礼物，为什么没有很多人得安息呢？
So let's look towards the second point.
我们看看为什么，我们看第二点。
It says that our pride gets in the way or causes us to reject God's rest.
说骄傲使我们拒绝了神给我们的安息。
Look closely at this word. Very short, very brief.It says, but you will have none of it.
他就说，你们这些这你们竟然不肯。
So why is that?
为什么呢？神给安息为什么不肯呢？
I thought that was a very good offer that God is giving to us.
我觉得这个神给我们这样一个礼物真的是非常好啊。
So underneath, you have to look at pride, the issue of pride.
你看一下这个句子的下面的含义，就是因为你的骄傲。
If you look at the verse, before that, if you look at the verse, you will see that it talks about how they were very proud.
看前面的经文，他就说他们为什么这样的骄傲。
Because when God, if you look at verse 27, 28, 29, the chapters before Isaiah 30,
我们大家看前面的以赛亚三十章前面的二十七、二八、二十九。
God had talked to them about repenting of their sins, that is, to follow after God.
所以神说的是你们要悔改，你们要认罪悔改，然后跟随神。
But their hearts were hardened.
但是他们的心肠坚硬。
In fact, here in the verses, from verses 16 to 17, they said, oh, we will flee when the enemies come, we will flee.
他在17节是这样讲的，当敌人来的话，他们就逃跑了。十七节，三十章十七节。
And the reason why they say they could flee.Is because they went to Egypt to buy horses.
因为为什么他们逃跑了呢？他们就跑到埃及去买马。
They also asked Egypt to help them out.
他们求埃及人帮他们。
So that's why Isaiah have a very good sense of humor.
所以以赛亚那个时候就有一个幽默了。
He says, "Flee, you will flee."
他说逃跑你们就逃跑了。
He says, "We will get on swift horses or horses that." Run very fast.
这些人就是骑了快马就快快的逃了。
He said, "You certainly will run very. Your horses will run very fast."
当然了，你的马跑得很快。
In fact, let me tell you.
但是我告诉你。
At the threat of one enemy,
一个敌人来了。
1,000 of you will flee away.
你们一千个人就跑了。
And then with the 5 enemies, all of you will run away.
如果来了五个敌人，你们所有的人都逃跑了。
So he has a sense of humor to show them.That they are so scared, they're fearful.
他这个以赛亚就是用了一个幽默，就说你们这些以色列人真的是很心里害怕。
Do you have fear?
你有没有害怕
？Are you fearful?
你是不是很害怕呢
？Let me show three ways that fear can affect our body.
我在这里讲这三个部分是怎样害怕，你恐惧是影响你的身体。
Affect our soul,
影响你的魂
and affect our spirit,
影响你的灵
Perhaps it could be something like this.
大概是这样子
When you were small, you were sickly.
或者你年幼的时候，你那个时候生病
and you almost died.
你差不多要死了
Your parents wanted to protect your life and your health.
你的父母想要保护你的生命
decided to dedicate you to a temple god.
把你就献到庙里头去了。
And that's been a while. That was your childhood.
你在那个时候幼时候有可能有这样的经历。
But as you have grown up already,
当你慢慢长大
you're constantly worried about your health.
你一直就在那里担心你的健康的问题。
You would try to wipe and keep and sanitize everything that you can see.
你在那里是 用你的清洁剂把所有的东西都洗了一洗。
Hopefully that there will be no germs that will cause sickness or illness.
就你就希望所有的地方都被细菌都被清洗掉了，你又不会让你生病。
And when you discover a lump on your body,
当你发现 你的身上有一 个 鼓起来的地方
or any discoloration on your skin,
或者你的皮肤的颜色变了
the first thought that came to your mind,
第一你首先想到的
Could this be cancer?
这是不是大概得癌了吧
You quickly call your physician.
马上就去打电话给医生。
And there are many other things, including your children.
很多其他的事情，包括你自己的孩子们。
I don't know whether they will have a secure future.
我不知道这些孩子会不会将来有一个很好的前程啊。
And many things that cause you to fear, and that's why you're worried.
很多事情让你担心，所以你就很担心。
And cause you to lose sleep.
然后让你睡不着觉。
That's how fear can grip your body.
所以这个恐惧是怎样让你的身体受控制的
？How does fear affect your soul?
你的这个恐惧怎样影响你的魂呢
？Because you grew up in a poor family.
举个例子，如果你是穷人家出生的
，You constantly feel insecure about the economy for finances.
一直不觉得这个经济会好，然后你很担心。
Even though you have a good job and steady income.
甚至你自己的工作也很好，你的收入也不错。
You're always worried that there will be an economic downturn.
你这是那里担心，是不是马上就是经济危机就要来了
？You will lose your job and your house.
或者你就失去了你的工作，然后你就房子也没了。
And so you're constantly worried.
你实在是不停的担心。
That's because behind it is fear.
在这个背后其实是恐惧。
And behind it is rejection of God's rest.
就是在这个背后，就是你在那里拒绝神给你的安息。
How about the spirit? How does fear affect our spirit?
这个恐惧是怎样影响我们的灵呢
？Have you had this reaction?
你有没有这样的反应
？Something happened to you or your family.
有些事情在你的身上和你的家中发生了。
And you react by asking this question.
你这里就问这样一个问题
：Is God punishing me for a sin that I committed?
是不是我的这些不幸是因为主要在这里惩罚我所犯的罪
？Or you will ask, is God punishing me because there's a promise that I made, but I failed to carry it through to Him？
是不是神在那里惩罚我，因为我做了一个应许，但是我没有完成着我应许的
？When you do that，
当你做那样的事
，When you respond like that，
如果你这样反应的时
候 ，You have no rest from God, you have no peace。
你就没有从神那里来的安息，你就没有平安。
It reveals that you do not know a God who is gracious, forgiving, and compassionate.
因为你不知道神是那样的，愿意给你好的东西，是这样的有怜悯。
And do you know what's the problem with that?
这是什么问题呢
？When Satan tempted Adam and Eve,
当撒旦在那里引诱亚当和夏娃的时候
，Not only he break the relationship between God and man.
他不但破坏了神人和神的关系
，because we disobey God，
因为我们不听神的话。
And one of the consequences of that sin，
这个就是罪的结果。
Is restlessness，
然后你就一直不得安息。
We are not in the Garden of Eden，
我们不再在这个伊甸园里了。
We are not in a loving and trusting relation with God，
我们不再有一个爱和相信的关系和神在一起。
So God， so Satan have stolen our rest。From God,
撒旦把我们的心里的安息偷走了。
God is offering this rest back to you and me again.
神又把这个安息作为一个礼物来给你。
Do you want it?
你要不要
？Secondly,
第二点
，it depicts in verse 19 and 20,
在十九节和二十节是这样说的。
That on the mountaintop,
在山上
，there'll be a person with a flag and a banner.
你知道山上有人就举着这个旗子旗杆。
Now, let me ask you. In those days, when you have military warfare,
那个时候在打仗的时候
，Where would you put the general or the person who's directing the war?
你把你的将领或你的最高指挥官一般在哪里呢
you would put them on a High vantage point.
就是这就把他们就站在那高高的众人
都看得见的地方。So they will carry the banner.
然后他们举着那个旗。
And tell where the troops should be deployed.
然后就在那里指挥这个军队到哪个方向。
But Isaiah is now picturing for us.
以赛亚在这里给我们一个图画。
But the only person left is the person on that mountaintop.
这个唯一留下来的还没有走的就是那个山顶上那个举旗的。
That means the army has vanquished, have lost.
所以就是这个军队就失败了。
It is defeated.
这被打败了。
So another lack of rest is this.
没有安息的另一点就是
这样。When we reject God's rest,
我们拒绝神的爱的时候
God puts his judgment on us.
神就把他的审判放在我们身上。
The first is fear.
第一个就是害怕。
The second is a sense of defeat.
第二个就是被打败的感觉。
So somehow, maybe when we are growing up,
这样当我们长大以后
our parents want to encourage us to do better in school.
我们的父母鼓励我们在学校里过更好一点。
So they would compare us with somebody who is doing well academically.
他会把我们这些把孩子和其他学习好的做比较。
Or maybe they want us to look prettier, they compare us to somebody who looks prettier.
I
don't know how he can do that.
更美丽一些，他就和其他更美的孩子比较。
So because of that comparison,
因为这个比较,
we then begin embark on a life journey.
然后我们就变成了在这个一个生命的旅程中,
to always prove to others that we are better than they are.
然后我们在这生命的旅程中就一直要证明自己我们比别人更好。
So how do you know that you have this problem?
你怎样知道你是有这个问题呢?
A sense of defeat.
就是你感觉上被打败的感觉。
Listen carefully.
仔细听。
When people give you suggestion on how to improve certain things.
当别人给你建议你怎样在某些方面能够提高的时候
you take it as a criticism.
然后你就把这个别人的建议当做一个批评。
Criticism of your job performance.
你就在把这个当做别人对你工作表现的批评
or question your ability,
然后别人对你的能力有疑问
and you feel hurt.
然后你感觉上就是被伤害了
or when people in your family or work
当你的朋你的其他人在你的工作中
do not measure up to your standard or expectations
然后没有达到你所给他们定下的标准
then what you do is youLet them know about it.
然后你做的呢，就是让他们知道。
Or if you don't dare to do that, you criticize them in your mind.
即使他们，你即使你实际上做不到，但是你在心思意念上这样的，也是这样批评别人。
And even worse, this is what we can do.
最差的就是更差的是这样子。
We just cut them off as being our friends.
然后就不把这些人当做自己的朋友。
Now, if you ask me, how do you know all this so well?
别人说你怎么知道这么多事情
Because I'm like that.
因为我以前就是这样子的。
And I had to confess to the Lord.
我要在这里向神认罪。
Because if I continue to act like that,
如果我继续这样的不停的像这样的
then Satan can control me.
撒旦就把我控制了我。
And cause me to create a lot of unhealthy relationships.
然后让我有很多不健康的关系。
I might be a Christian for a long time.
我有可能是基督徒已经好多年了。
But the problem is I have pride in me.
但是我的问题就是我在内心中还是有骄傲。
I cannot truly experience God's forgiveness.
我不能真的体会神给我们的原谅。
His grace and compassion.
他的怜悯，他的恩典。
So we can see how our pride can cause us to reject God's rest.
我们可以看到我们的我们的骄傲是怎样拒绝了神的给我们的安息。
And as a result, we experience fear.
因为这个结果就是我们就会有害怕的感觉。
Defeat.
被失败的感觉。
In an isolation.
然后被隔离的感觉。
I still remember when I was in high school.
我还记得在我高中的时候。
When I see my classmates doing well at school.
我看我的同学们都成绩比我好。
For example, they are in the honor roll.
荣誉榜，他们在荣誉榜上。
Oh, they're on the debating team.
他们在那个有一个辩论小组里面。
Or in the sports team.
或者是在体育小组里面。
Or in the student council.
或者是学生俱乐部里面，学生会里面。
I said these are the ones who made it, who are well respected and successful.
我想，这些人真的是很成功啊，我们别人都尊重他们。
Now the problem with that response or thinking.
这个以前我的这个感觉和这个反应
that when you start thinking that way,
如果你那个时候是这样想的话
you start comparing yourself with them,
你就把你自己和这些人做比较了。
And before you know it,
你自己还没意识到。
Just because you have not attained what they have attained,
你即使没有进入他们的这个小组。
You feel like a nobody.
然后你会觉得我这个真的是、是一个小人物，我什么都不是。
And so, you know how the enemy can start working in our lives?
你就知道敌人是在我们生命中怎样做工的呢？
So maybe I need an escape.
然后我要逃啊。
From reality.
我们从现实中就逃跑。
Maybe I need to get into the game world.
然后我就去玩游戏。
So that I can feel I'm in control of my life.
然后我的感觉就是我自己在掌控我自己的生命。
Especially if I win the game.
基本上来说我的这个赢了这个游戏的话、
and be somebody who is highly ranked in the game world.
然后我在那里打败了在游戏世界中里面
比较有名的人。 See, I'm in control.
然后你看
I'm in charge of my life.
我自己掌控我自己的生命啊。
Or sometimes we feel maybe rejected at a school at home.
有时候我们感觉我们在学校里面被拒绝了。
Or maybe even a fight with your spouse.
或者和你的配偶争吵了。
Well, how about trying to make an escape into the social media?
怎么样呢？我就逃吧，我就逃到这个社会媒体中。
At least I have a lot of friends there.
我在这个社会媒体中有很多的朋友啊。
We can talk a lot of things in anonymity without knowing who I am or who they are.
我们在那里讲来讲去，讲各种的事情，我们甚至可以匿名啊，别人也不知道谁我是谁。
But is that also a danger there?
但是那也很危险哦。
That we are not living in reality.
我们不是生活在现实中。
And plus, there could be a danger.
有其他的危险。
That we do not know who that person who has a friendly picture or a friendly message, who they really are.
你在社会媒体中的朋友，即使有一个很好的照片，有一个很好的名字，但是你不知道他们是真的是谁。
Could there be a predator of youth and children?
是不是有这个儿童虐待儿童的这些坏人在那边呢？
We do not know.
你不知道啊。
But let me tell you this.
我告诉你这个。
If you really want to deal with this issue of fear,
如果你真的是要对付这个事情或者这个这个
a sense of defeat.
你自己有个被打败的感觉。
A feeling of isolation.
你自己被隔绝的感觉，隔离的感觉。
Could it be?
是不是
？That what God is telling you.
神告诉你。
That there is pride in my life.
在你的生命中有这个骄傲。
That I reject His rest.
我自己拒绝了这个安息。
I reject calling out to Him for help.
我拒绝了向神求他给我安息。
I refuse to humble myself.
我拒绝我自己。能够谦卑。
I refuse to acknowledge that my life has empty and no purpose.
我自己拒绝承认我的生命是空虚的。
Because it's only when I do that,
只有这样做的话
that I can truly come before Him.
然后我们能够到神面前来
to restore my rest.
能够恢复我自己和在神里面的安息。
In verses 18 to 21,
在十八到二十一节
God.Wants his people to call on him.
神叫那里在那里等待他的子民能够呼求。
It's very interesting.
那很有趣。
That God's people constantly, for generations and generations, rejected God.
神的子民们一代一代的在那里拒绝了神。
Now, one thing you would expect is when his people call on God.
有一件事你可以。知道当他的子民呼求神的时候
God can probably say okay you let me wait too so long
神在那里可以说你让我等了这么久
so let me teach you a lesson
我给你个教训、
next time when you call on me
下一次你呼求我的时候
I'll make you wait as long as you let me wait on you
下一次你呼求我的时候 你让我等多久
did God do that
我就让你等多久
if you look at the Bible carefully
你仔细读这个圣经
Whenever God's people call on Him,
每一次神的子民呼求神
most often time,
大部分时间
He come to their rescue right there.
神马上就来拯救他们。
You would think, is 神是傻瓜吗？
是啊 ，you think,
is God foolish? No.
不是啊，神不是傻瓜。
That's why He used the word, "I've been longing to be gracious to you."
我在那里这么等待你这么久。
It's as if He is always standing there, not like this. But he's standing there, calling me. I'll be ready to respond to you.
Yeah, 神在那里说，哎呀，求呼求我，我在那里马上就反给你答案。
So don't ever tell me, I have forsaken God too long. It's long past. No more hope. No more chance.
所以不要在这里告诉我，我已经放弃绝神已经很久了，我已经太久了，我没有机会了。
If you think that way, that's not from God.
如果你想是这样的话，那不是从神来的。
That's from Satan.
那是从撒旦来的意念。
God is quick to respond to you.
神在那里很快就会答应你。
So here he made a very simple condition.
神在这里做了一个很简单的。
You must forsake your sin.
你一定要弃绝你自己的罪。
You must forsake your sin.
你一定要弃绝自己的罪。
So first we must humbly come before the Lord.
第一，我们要在这里谦卑地来到神面前
，and seek His forgiveness，
然后求神的怜悯。
Earlier, I've already told you.
以前我告诉你过你们。
刚开始
啊。
That one of the signs that we have forsaken God.
第一个标记就是我们这样放弃绝了神。
That you have fear in your life and you have worries.
你在你的生命中有恐惧。
And secondly,
第二
，you would sense that.You are defeated, or you're lost cause, or you have failure.
是啊，第二感觉就是说你被打败了，你有失败。
And thirdly, you feel all alone.
那第三个就是你很孤单。
So we have to get down to the very foundation of your problem.
我们要到你的基本上的问题的基本点在哪里
？We must confess our pride.
我们一定要在这里承认我们自己的骄傲。
Pride meaning that I can solve my own problem.
这个骄傲的意思就是我自己能解决自己的问题。
Now let me say this.
我来说这样的话。
If I were to ask you, you being a Christian, how much do you believe that God is sovereign?
你如果是基督徒的话，你有多少承认神是那绝对的做主的？
You don't have to raise your hands, but I believe close to 100% will say yes. I believe in God's sovereignty.
对，我大概有100%会举手说，我相信神的主权。
But here is the paradox.
然后这一点就是有矛盾的地方。
You look at how you respond to things or even problems in your life.
你怎样来回答你生命中碰到的问题
？The first thing you do is, wow, what is the problem?
第一件事你说的，这个问题是什么呢？
In fact, in companies, you're trained to identify the problem first, right? You even have to write it out in a sentence. What is the problem?
你在公司里做工的话，你就会受训练，你要辨识这个问题，你先在黑板上写下问题是在哪里。
And based on your training, what are the several ways that I can do to solve the problem?
第二个就是怎样有几个办法来解决这个问题。
Okay, let's just pause here now.
然后等一下。
How many, when you see a problem,Stop and pray.
有多少位如果碰到问题的话是在就在那里停下来然后祷告。
Many times I have to confess.
很多次我也要承认。
I start running my computer very fast now.
然后我就说马上跑到我的电脑前。
I don't pray.
我不祷告。
Right? And it's only when we come through the dead end problem.
只有等到那些我们实在是没办法解决的。
That maybe we said, "Hey God, I'm stuck."
然后我们有可能说，神啊，我在这里碰上了。
There's no way out unless you help me.
我实在找不到办法，只有你帮我。
But can we now change the procedure?
我们可不可以来换一下这个次序
？When there's a difficulty,
当有个困难
；When there's a danger,
有个危险
；When there's fear,
有恐惧
；When you feel lonely.
然后你觉得孤单
？When you feel that you have failed，
如果你觉得你失败了
，First response，
第一个反应
，Don't do anything，
不要做任何事
，But pray，
只是祷告。
Secondly，
第二点
，So in other words， oftentimes our first confession is pride，
很多次第一我们反应就是我们的骄傲
，Like a prayer，
没有祷告，对。
And lack humility before the Lord to trust Him.
然后在神面前能够谦卑求神。
Secondly,
第二点
，here in this passage it says that, God gave them bread of adversity.
但神在这个下面就是神给他们的生命中有苦难。
And water of, let me see. Okay, sorry. Bread of adversity and water of affliction.
就是
没关系。这个是第二十节。In verse 20, it says
that, 他是主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水。
The other day, I learned a college student moved into somebody's home to stay.
那有一次，前一阵子我，听到一事情，就是一个大学生搬到谁人家里头住的。
Because she's not used to eating American food or Western food.
她那个孩子不太喜欢吃美国的饭。
So she, even though she already paid for the meals.
甚至即使那个女孩子已经付了这个吃饭的钱
，She decided to skip those meals and just ate bagels instead.
然后她就决定不再吃那些美国饭，只吃bagel.
Have we sometimes got into a problem and difficulty?
我们有时候也是有同相类似的问题和困难。
And we fear that tears are the only water that we drink.
是不是我们觉得我们以眼泪当水喝
？And we eat the bread of adversity.
然后我们当用困苦当饼吃。
Now when we turn to the Lord,
我们转向神。
This is what we are essentially saying.
我们基本上是这样说，我们基本上这样说。
So Lord, I like the rest that you want to offer me.
主啊，我真是很喜爱你给我的安息。
And I want to see the difficulties that I encounter in life.
我要想看见我在生命中碰到的困难。
It's a call to me.
这是来呼求我。
To return to you.
然后让我能够回到主面前。
You know, many times, we do not distinguish between punishment and discipline.
我们也分不清什么叫什么叫管教和什么叫原则。惩罚啊，管教和惩罚的区别。
So in Hebrews 12:17,
希伯来说，十二章十七节是这样。
The author asks a question.
是这个作者提这样一个问题。
How can a loving parent not correct his children?
一个爱孩子的父母怎么能够不纠正他的孩子
？So here we see very clearly.
我们很清楚的看见这一点。
That God loves us,
神爱我们
and when we are, we have distanced ourselves from Him,
但是我们把和神就离开
He wants to call us back.
神在那里呼求我们回到他边上
So we need to see that the adversity that we go through.
我们要在这里看见我们的苦难我们的苦难我们所经过的
It's a loving expression of God.
这是神给我们的爱的表示
To correct us.
在那里纠正我们
Not to punish us.
不是在那里惩罚我们
Because punish has to do with paying back for a person's wrong behavior.
这个惩罚就是说你一定要偿还你所做错事的所做错事
But discipline is to correct a wrong conduct in order to get the person have a right heart.
管教只是让你能够纠正你所做的错误，然后以后就会有一个好的行为。
So, thirdly,
第三
God wants us to experience when we call upon God. He wants us to experience His grace.
神在那里管教我们的时候，他让我们所体会到的就是他的爱。
That's why He says the Lord longs to be gracious to you.
这他就是说主在那里呼求你。
Now we know that we come to faith in Jesus Christ.
我们知道我们是信靠主耶稣基督。
Purely by His grace.
是完全是因为主的恩典。
Not because of what we do.
不是因为我们做了什么。
But because of what He has done at the cross for us.
是主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所成就的。
But when it comes to being gracious to us after becoming a Christian.
但是当我们成为基督徒之后，神在那里给我们有恩典。
It is essentially saying this.
基本上这样说
I want you to give you the power and the desire to do my will.
我要给你这个能力和愿望，但是你要做的是我的愿望。
Let me see how this applies into our own lives.
我们再看一下这个怎样应用在我们的生命中。
Let's say you live or work with somebody who's very difficult to please.
你在那里和一个很难打很难相处的人这里在一起有共事。
But then you pray to God about this issue.
但是你在这里向神祷告问这个事情。
And then God allows you to accept this person without changing that person.
神允许你接受这个人，但是你不能改变这个人。
And you can sense that God is telling you and assuring you.
你可以感觉到神在那里告诉你，然后能够保证你是这样。
It is your job to love and accept this person.
是你的工作，你要爱这个人。
It is my job to change that person.
但是改变那个人是神的工作。
Is that God's grace?
是不是神的恩典呢？
Well, on the other hand,
在另一点，
you're in a difficult situation.
你是有一个碰到一个难处。
And no one seems to understand or care about you.
没有人在那里管你，在或者是关心你。
You share with the Lord about your issues.
你向那里向神祈求，向神祷告你的问题。
And then quickly the Lord responds to you.
很快神答应回答你。
All of a sudden you can sense that God is close to you.
突然你就觉得神和我很亲近。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
That is because God is compassionate God.
是因为神是那有恩典的神。
You begin to appreciate that God understands your situation.
你真的很觉得很感恩神能够明白你的情况。
And even though the problem is not solved yet,
即使这个问题没有解决，
but you can have a sense of peace and rest in your heart.
但是你在心里头有一个平安喜乐。
So in Isaiah, this passage, it tells us another very clear thing.
但是，所以在以赛亚这个经节里面又告诉我们很清楚另外一个事情。
God wants to let you know His will.
神让希望你能够明白神的心意。
And He will guide you.
神，他会指引你。
He says, whether you look at the right or to the left,
你向左向右看。
I will tell you which is the right way and tell you to walk in it.
是 你或向左或向右，你必要听见有声音说这是正路，我要行在其间。
Many times people come and say, how can I know God's will?
很多时候别人问这个问题，我怎样知道神的心意？
And many times behind that question,
在他这个问题的后面
is I just want to know what God's will is.
我就是想，他们其实就想问，我要知道神的心意是什么。
But is that how it works?
是这样做的吗？
I'm sorry to say no.
不是这样子的。
Because here God is saying, you come to me.
神说你到我面前来。
And I will give you rest.
我给你安息。
And not only will I show you my grace.
不但我要把我的恩典显给你看。
My compassion.
我的怜悯。
And then I will also guide you in terms of my will.
然后我要把我的意愿指给你。
It is out of our relationship.
这个真是我们的
关系。I should draw close to me.
我要和神亲近。
That you will be able to know the way, because we'll be close. I'll be talking to you.
因为你和我是亲近的，所以我就会和你说话，所以你就知道我的意愿了。
And not only you know the way.
不但你知道我的路。
But you'll be obedient and walk in it.
然后你就能够听我的命令，能够在行在这个路中间。
Because what's the use of knowing His will if you're not going to do it?
如果你知道神的心愿，但是你不遵照神的心愿做，那有什么意义呢？
So let me close this message with a person that I know very closely, very intimately.
Yeah, 我要今天讲到结束之后要讲一个故事，这个人是我很熟悉的。
He was a vice principal in the Christian school that I went to in high school.
我高中的时候去一个这个基督徒的高中，然后这个人呢是在里面做副校长。
Oftentimes he would have a commanding presence in public.
在公众面前他是一个很有原则的一个校长。
So many people respect him.
很多人很尊重他。
But it intrigues me that out of the many students, they would oftentimes consider him as their favorite teacher.
但是很让我觉得奇怪的就是很多的学生认为他是最受欢迎的一个老师。
And many in the churches, and many people in the churches would adore and respect him.
在教会中很多人也是 很尊敬他也很喜悦 喜欢他
From hindsight I can see what attracted them is this
我从我的方面和很多人这样做的原因是这个
He is a gentle spirit
他是灵里 很喜悦、很平安的
His words are kind
他的言语是很和蔼的
He remembers to pray for people
他老是记得替别人祷告
And behind all this
在这背后
is his sincerity
这是他的真诚的一面
So a lot of you after hearing this description
很多人大家都听过这个经文
would probably speculate that he came from a very secure home
我们真是觉得他大概是这样的性格的话他从他的家背景家庭背景是很不错的
that the father is a disciplinarian
他的父亲是很有原则的
that the mother is very loving and nurturing
他的妈妈是很爱孩子的
but that's not the case
但实际上不是
he grew up in a very poor family
他是一个很穷的家庭里长大
at age 3 his father had to give him up for adoption
因为他家里太穷三岁的时候他的父亲就把他送给别人领养
The wealthy uncle adopted him
他的一个很有钱的一个叔叔就领养了他
But after a couple of years
但是过了几年以后
When he realized that this adopted son would get a sizable portion of his wealth
当他的这个富有的叔叔觉得这个领养的这个儿子有可能要分掉他很大一部分财产
He took this little boy of age 5 and returned it to his father
然后他就把这个五岁的孩子呢已经长到五岁的孩子呢就还给他的爸爸了
Can you imagine
你能想象吗
How does that do to your self-worth
如果这样的事发生在你身上会怎样啊
How that makes you confused just who is my father
然后你就在怀疑我的爸爸到底是哪一个啊
And then when he came back to his father
然后他回到他父亲那里
By age 8 which is roughly 3 more years
大概是八岁的时候差不多三年以后
His father died unexpectedly
然后他八岁的时候他的自己的父亲就突然就死了就不幸就突然死了
Because of political reasons the father was assassinated
因为这个政治的原因这个爸爸会被谋杀了
The death of the father threw the family into utter poverty
然后他的
爸爸去世了就他们贫穷
poverty 他爸爸去世以后他家里就变成了非常非常的穷
and so he had to go to a Buddhist temple to get free education
然后这个人呢只能到这个庙里呢去然后受免费的教育
and during the Sino-Japanese war
然后这个二战的这个日本侵略的时候呢
he had to part ways with his Christian girlfriend
然后呢他那时候已经长大了他和他的女朋友呢不得不分离
And then the girlfriend gave him this passage from Hebrews
11:1.
Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
And so their prayer, he was not a Christian then. The prayer of the girlfriend is that they will be the Lord will reunite them after the war.
他那个时候这个男生还不是一个基督徒但是他的女朋友是一个基督徒那个女朋友就跟他说神会让他们再一次相聚在一起
After the war they were reunited
战争结束以后他们就又是再次相聚了
But the Lord did more than what they prayed for
在神纪念他们所祷告的
This young man because of this verse and because of the uncertainty and dangers of war
因为这个年轻人因为这个段经文还有这个战争的这个 不确定和战争的苦难
decided to make Jesus Christ his Lord and Savior
然后就决定接受主耶稣基督做他的救主
and shortly after their reuniting they were married
过了不久他们相聚后不久他们就结婚了
during the last few weeks of this man's life
在这个男的这位先生最后的生命的最后几天的日子里
He could hardly eat
他差不多不能吃饭
But on July 8 this year
在今年7月8号这一天
My wife and I held a family worship with him
我和我的太太和他一起有了一个家庭的敬拜
I read from Matthew 11:28
我们在那里读马太十一章二十八节
，sharing Jesus' invitation to those who are weak and heavy laden to come to Him and find rest。
在那里分享主，请那些劳苦担重担的到主耶稣基督那里能够得安息。
Then He responded and shared His insight。
然后他反应了，然后就是回答了，他就想象他自己分享了他自己心中的事情。
Because I said rest has to do with sharing the fellowship between God the Father and the Son。
是啊，就是我在那里分享了这个得安息，就是要和神父神，然后和子神耶稣基督一起分享得安息。
And this man said, the insight I have is that I can imagine that God, because His fellowship with His Son, could not spare or see His Son dying at a cross to pay for men's sin.
他这位先生就在那里分享，因为父神在那里要把他的儿子主耶稣基督献在十字架上，当作给人为世人做救赎，他不能实在不能忍受这个和他的儿子这个分离的痛苦。
From his insight, I can see that he has a profound understanding of God's love for him that demanded a sacrifice.
Yeah, 真是。我从他的给我的分享中，我想我能够理解他在这个里面很深的理解。Sorry, second half.
That demands a sacrifice. His love for him.
所以，他就说，他给人的啊 ，Sorry,
okay, okay, let's go. And no wonder that he experienced God's grace.
因为我们都。经历了神的恩典
，compassion，
他的爱，他的爱，他的怜悯
，and his presence，
然后神给他的同在
，and then in his last words， his last wishes to his children，
然后在他这位先生最后的话语中，他是对他孩子有这样的希望
，he shared four things，
他分享了四方面
，love one another。
然后相互有相爱
，be sincere，
然后要真诚
，be faithful，
然后是有信实的
，and be thankful，
然后有感恩的心。
When I heard those words，
当我听到这些话的话
，I started looking back on this man's life。
我在这里看一下这个人的一生
，that I was amazed，
我真的很惊讶
，that all these four wishes that he wants for his children。
这个四方面他给他这四方面给他孩子的希望
were lived up by him，
是他自己所活出来的样式。
That describes his life。
这个就是描述了他一生的光景。
That person that I'm talking about，
这个人我所讲的
，is my father-in-law，
就是我的岳父。
He passed away last month, age 101。
他上个月过世了，他是活到101岁。
In the last few days of his life，
在最后几天的日子里
，he would still be reading his devotion and Bible。
他仍旧在那里读他的圣经和他的自己的写的东西。
Remember, he could hardly eat。
他甚至吃不下东西。
He could hardly breathe because many times his throat will be congested。
那他也不能呼吸，因为很多次他的咽喉也堵住了。
But He did not panic.
但是他没有在那里有恐惧。
I don't see him fear.
我没有看见他在那里害怕过。
I don't see that he felt that he lived an empty life.
我没有觉得他过了这个空虚的一生。
I don't sense that he felt alone and lonely.
我没有觉得他是那样的就是孤单。
Because you know why?
为什么呢？
I believe he found God's rest，
因为我相信他发现他找到了神的安息。
In fact, one thing about him when he celebrates almost every time his birthday，
另外一个就是他每次过生日的时候
，he would always say this，
他总是这样说。
Almost his prayer constantly he would say this，
这是他的祷告中他一直这样说。
I thank you, Lord，
我要感谢主。
I thank you, Lord, that I never expected to live this long。
我感谢神，我从来没有觉得我会活得这么久。
Every year is a bonus，
每一年都是一个额外的奖励。
And so this picture kind of shows his heart of gratitude，
这是这个照片，就是显出他的感恩的心。
That's a person who would experience grace.
这是这个人，这是体会到了神给他的恩典。
That's a person who experienced God's compassion.
这是体会到了神的怜悯。
Because he has found God's rest.
他发现他找到了神的安息。
Do you want this rest?
你要这个安息吗？
So when you go through all of life's transition,
当你经过生命中不同的过程，even
不同的难处, the last few days of your life,
即使在你生命中的最后几天,
when you can hardly eat,
你甚至不能吃,
you can hardly breathe,
你这不能呼吸,
you can sense the presence and rest of God.
你能够在那里心里感觉神的同在和神的安息。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father,
这是有恩典的主,
we must confess,
我们这里要承认,
that we are proud people.
我们是这里骄傲的人,
we reject your gifts of grace.
我们拒绝了你给我们的恩典,
just as we reject your gift of salvation.
这是就像我们拒绝你的救恩一样,
because we are our own God.
因为我们是自己做了自己的主,
we think we can face the world.
我们觉得我们能够面对这个世界,
we deny our fear. We deny our isolation. We deny our sense of defeat. We think we are still strong. That we can still rely on ourselves or on others. But Lord,
主啊,
we are foolish.
但是我们是愚蠢的,
because you are always there, standing there,
因为你一直在那里站立,
waiting to show your grace and compassion on us.
正在那里一直在那里显示你给我们的恩典,
if only we cry out to you,
只要我们向你呼求,
and repent of our sins of pride,
只要我们在这里承认我们的罪,
then you will save us.
然后你就能救我们,
you will embrace us,
然后你拥抱我们,
with your forgiveness,
然后原谅我们,
with your grace,
用你的恩典,
and your compassion.
用你的怜悯。
Let me just pause from praying.
让我们等一下。
If there's anyone that you sense that you have pride in your life,
如果你觉得你在你的生命中有这个骄傲,
that you have refused God's rest,
然后你拒绝了神的恩,
you have refused God's help,
拒绝了神的帮助,
you have not humbled yourself to pray,
如果你能够谦卑能够祷告,
can you tell God and confess this sin right now?
能够你自己告诉神, 然后承认自己的罪,
I'll give you a few seconds to pray.
我给你们几秒钟让你自己祷告。
If you have prayed that prayer,
如果你在那里祷告了, 认罪的祷告,
is God telling you that you need Jesus Christ to be your Savior?
是不是神告诉你, 你需要主耶稣基督做你个人的救主?
Then can you pray this prayer?
然后你能不能做这样的祷告?
Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins.
主耶稣基督, 原谅我所有的罪,
I need Jesus Christ to be my Savior, because I have no rest, and I need that rest from you. I ask for you to forgive my sins. I ask you to restore the rest that I need for my body, for my soul and my spirit. If you are a Christian,
如果你是基督徒,
if you've been addicted to certain things,
如果你不信，你和有些东西上了瘾,
whatever it is,
不论这个是什么,
and you recognize that it is an escape because you have no peace in your heart,
因为你意识到你从那里逃脱不开, 因为你心里没有平安,
you feel rejected by people,
你觉得你被别人拒绝,
you feel that nobody cares.
你觉得没有人关心你,
you feel that you are a failure.
如果你觉得你自己是失败的,
can you pray this prayer?
如果你能不能做这样的祷告?
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣基督,
forgive me,
原谅我,
for listening to the lies of the evil one.
原谅我听了这些那个魔鬼的谎言,
please forgive me.
原谅我,
show me your grace.
能够向我显现你的怜悯。 怜悯
so that I will have the desire and the power to do your will.
能够我能够有这一个愿望，有这个能力，能够做你的事，你的意愿
and to enjoy the rest that I can find in you.
能够让我能够享受从你那里得来的安息
because you love me.
因为你爱我
you gave me your son to die for my sins.
你献出你的儿子死在十字架上
and you gave me your Holy Spirit to know what to do and the power to do it.
你给了我圣灵让我知道怎样做什么时候做
I thank you, I praise you.
我要感谢赞美你
and we pray all of this in Jesus' name.
我们在这里把一切的祷告献给你奉耶稣基督名祷告
Amen, Amen.